top forest fire experts who spent weeks investigating the tragedy and issued formal reports hundreds of pages long. There was no such lengthy formal investigation into why and how the seven men died on McKinley in 1967. What passed for an investigation lasted a day and a half, was held in a posh Anchorage hotel, and included neither testimony from nor appearances by any of the five survivors. As it turned out, the survivors' testimony wasn't really needed because the conclusions were foregone before the meeting began. There was press coverage of the tragedy, of course. Newspaper articles appeared, as did an article in Time magazine. But this was 1967, remember. The United States was deep in Vietnam's quagmire. Our inner cities were exploding, college campuses were erupting, and a presidency was self-destructing. Seven deaths on a remote mountain, although terrible, had to vie with such tectonic disruptions for column inches. The July 1967 tragedy did hold center stage for North America's close-knit mountaineering community. Summit magazine, then one of the world's premier climbing publications, ran a lengthy article about the event. The American Alpine Club,